Yeah.
No. All right. Well, y'all ready to get this on?
Let's get it.
It's another Hocha Talk. Welcome, gentlemen. I'm Jay Lindley with Shiloh Martin and Tom McDaniel.
Dirty toe.
Fellas, it's good to be back. It's been a while.
Too long.
I've been waiting on this.
Yeah.
Been ready.
It's been a while.
Air the grievances.
Nah.
I'm just kidding.
I've been thinking about...
This is going to be a more subdued version.
Do we need to start off with you publicly saying that you were not asleep in that meeting?
Let's do it.
We can address the elephant in the room, all right, I cool. guess. I'd probably be ahead just to say I was sleeping. But well, first, let me preface this with saying that I have no reservations or regrets or anything about what I've done as far as a city councilman for the town of Hocha Town. No one's going to make me feel bad. Even if I was sleeping in that, I'll sleep through the next 14 meetings, and you're not going to make me feel bad like I'm not doing my job. I read the agenda. I know what's on the agenda. I'm going to fess up and say I wasn't sleeping. I was watching my son's basketball game. They were playing in a tournament, and there was 30 seconds left. They were tie ball game, and they lost. The kid from, I believe it was Bethel, hit a shot with no as the clock ran out and made it, three-pointer, and they lost.
Man. Buzzer beater three.
And so in that moment, my heart was broke for them. I know how hard those kids work, and I felt bad. And the shot was in my kid's mug.
Oh no!
Yes. Even worse. Of course.
He reached. You know, he went for it, and the kid just knocked it down. And you know, it happens. You win some, you lose some. But so I apologize to my fellow trustees that you know I was not necessarily all there in the meeting at that moment.
But you didn't skip the meeting to go to watch the game.
No.
Has anybody said anything to you? Any of them said anything like, hey, what?
No, they all, and yeah. I mean, they all know the amount of work I put in and what I do. And like I said, I'll sleep through the next 14 meetings, and I still won't have any problems. I won't have any reservations on how much I put in. So
right.
You can say what you want. Either way, I was in the wrong, whether I was sleeping or watching the last 30 seconds of my
son's
ball game.
Man.
I shouldn't have done it. So for that, I apologize.
Well, but what do you got for us?
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as the town, I mean, lots
that was
happened.
The most interesting thing we have. Well. So we're done.
If that's the worst anybody knows about me, you suck at investigative journalism.
You need to do some more digging.
I love it.
But anyway, a lot has happened since our last podcast. I don't remember the last. How long has it been?
It was by November, I think, was the last Hocha Talk.
Yeah. I don't know. I know we did seven episodes in a row about the five lanes. So
yeah, let's not.
We're moving past that.
Well, I mean, we
got some updates now.
There's plenty of other things.
How is the update? Let's go ahead and go to another controversial topic right off the bat. What's the update on the five lane?
Well, at this very moment, it's a five lane.
Okay.
I mean, ODOT. I mean, you know, no one with higher up has stepped in and.
Changed anything.
Now, I think there's some things that could happen down the road that may change a few things, such as utility maps, you know, being able to get our city sewer in the right of way.
Right.
Some things like that that, you know, if the town of Hocha Town is not able to get its sewer in the existing right of way, ODOT's right of way, we need to all sit down and really think about what we're doing. I mean, there needs to be some kind of plan put together. Now, we've been told by ODOT that they are going to help us get there, but they always fall short of that, you know, we guarantee you can put it in our right-of-way. They always fall short of that guarantee, which always leaves that window, you know, of
disappointment.
Exactly.
Right.
And we've fired talks back up again with the tribe as far as, you know, maybe piggybacking on their system and that would be a temporary fix, you know, but it would be something that could be done much quicker. And so that would give the town time to acquire land, build its own facility, instead of downtown having to wait all that time.
Yeah.
They could go ahead and get hooked up. We could put the pipe in when ODOT's doing their thing and connect. So we hope that kind of moves forward. Those talks had kind of stalled there for a little while, but they've picked back up. So city sewer is you know, how we're going to fund it. How are we going to do this? What steps, you know, are we connecting to the tribe? You know, that stuff all needs to be worked out. As far as the town itself, and a lot of we're taking care of roads now. I don't, you know, if you've been following at all, you know that we've taken over all the county roads that are within the city limits.
Nice.
We're doing maintenance. We're repairing. getting ready to pave some of them. We've gotten some grants to help us do a bunch of that. We just upped our road budget to $3 million from nice. $1
million. Wow, that's cool. That seems quick.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, and honestly, I could see it going to $5 million next year. You know, when we do our next budget, I could see it being $5 million after that. Because I was called a liar by a lady. She went on Facebook and she screenshot some text I had sent her where she was asking about some road maintenance on private roads. And I told her that, you know, we were kind of working with the town. The town is looking to take over the maintenance on these roads. And which I know to be true because I'm on the road committee and we're doing just that. We're trying to figure out legal wise, what can we do? How do we do it? And all that. And well, she called town hall. And of course, if you just call town hall and say, hey, do y'all maintain this road? They're going to, they say, no, it's a private road. We don't maintain private roads.
Right, right.
Which is the right, the true
truth.
Answer.
Correct.
Yes. So, but anyway, I can assure you, ma'am, the town is looking at trying to take over and maintain all the roads that feed STRs and homes in Hochtown.
Okay.
We understand that STRs are the, you know, the, it's where the money is as far as our tax revenue. And so we, you know, we need to do anything we can to facilitate that business. And roads is the easiest thing, you know, we can do. It's the most visible and the easiest thing we can do. And pretty much all the trustees are in agreement that, you know, that that's the big the biggest portion of our budget is should go to roads.
For now, as far as like capital expenditure?
Yes.
Because it'll be much greater to build them than it will to maintain them.
Correct, yes. Right. And then once we get all that done, you know, then it's, you know, then we start looking into getting a city highway department, so, you know, some way to maintain.
Right.
We've been attempting to hire a fire chief. We made the offer to a local guy, Cody Gilbert. He declined the offer. I'm sure he has his reasons. So then the guy that was right there with Cody at the end, you know, it was kind of these two guys, we're going to pick one. He's out of California.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. But he does have a lot of wildland fire experience, and he's a combat medic, you know, Afghan. He was wounded in Afghanistan, Purple Heart. I mean, he's done a lot of things. He's ran fire departments. He's been a chief there where he's at now for a while. And so we're in talks with him now as far as getting an offer on the table with him. I advocated for our boy Shiloh. I fought hard.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I felt like Shiloh would have been perfect for the job. I still do.
I thought you were going to say Shiloh turned it down. Though.
No,
I was like,
no,
how
no,
dare
no.
you?
I still do. I mean, I still bring up Shiloh.
It's
when
always
we talk
good to
about
have
it.
A friend, you know.
Well, I'm trying.
Friend in high places.
So we're working on that. The volunteer fire department, there's issues there that have to be worked out as far as, you know, how that's all going to go down. I would say us as a town, we have no qualms with them doing whatever they feel like they need to do. You know, some of them feel like they need to be their own thing. And they need to continue to exist, and that's fine. I don't think anybody on the Hochtown City Council has any issues with that. We just know that we want a fire chief in control of our fire department.
Totally.
Whether that would be, you know, we co-op with them, and we're giving them money, we're funding them, but we want a hired professional, and no knock on Zeb, I like Zeb. I think he does a great job. But they are a volunteer fire department.
Gotcha.
And we're open to any and all ways of how to make this work. If that's we start our own fire department and they're a completely separate entity, then so be it.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people think that we're fighting, and I don't think that's the case. I just think that there is a they don't want to give up what they've worked hard to build, and I don't blame them. They feel like us just coming in and taking it. I understand that. But that being said, we, Hochtown as a, itself has had to fight to get everything done so hard. Anytime we wanted to do something and we had to ask a commissioner or anybody, It was never, sure, let's do that. It was right. always a fight.
Feels and so like it, yeah.
we just feel like if we can get control of basically our own destiny on any aspect we can control, that's the move. And so that's kind of where we're at yeah. with the fire department.
It doesn't seem beyond reason to want a fire chief for the city of Hochtown.
Not at all. I mean, yeah. that's, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's perfectly a reasonable thing and should be, I don't see anybody having an issue with it.
Right, yeah. exactly, yeah, totally.
And so we're still working on the best ways to kind of do that, even a mutual agreement with Broken Bow to help us. You know, there's so many ways we can do this. We put an offer out to a police chief.
Nice.
I haven't actually met Chris yet, and then he'll start building the police force and getting all that wound up and ready and going.
So tickets in Hochtown going up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well.
Hey, don't drive fast.
Well, I'm hoping that we all agree that we're more of a be seen type, and you know we don't want to make we don't want it to be a source of revenue.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We, like a speed trap town.
Yeah, we don't want that.
You don't want the officer that's looking forever possibility to get somebody to take them to jail.
Right. Yeah.
We're looking for somebody that'll help them along to get back to the people that are helping. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't have to throw everybody in jail.
As long as you're not fall down drunk, you can get back to your cabin as long as you're walking.
Yeah, as long as you're reasonable.
You know? And you got your friends with you.
And so, I hope that, you know, it remains to be seen how they're all going to feel about everything. But, you know, I hope that's kind of the mood we set, you know, is, hey, they're there. And as long as you ain't screwing up too bad,
yeah.
you know, you're
yeah,
okay.
making a scene too much. Yeah, yeah.
And let's see what else. We had our first annual Hochtown Christmas.
Oh, nice.
You know, it had its hiccups, but it went relatively well. Have we changed any councilmen since the last conversation? Janet resigned, and we brought on Brenda right. Walters. And she's been, you know, she's an original Hochetownian. You know, she slid right in there and has been a vital part of, you know, us getting stuff done. She knows how to work city government. You know, she's familiar with all that. So there wasn't no training period. You know,
gotcha.
She came right in and picked up where Janet left off. You know, if you come to our meetings, you can see our revenues are up, everything's up, everything's, Hochtown's still growing, it's still happening, traffic numbers are up, you know, week to week. So everything is moving along.
Roads are being prepared, taxes are being collected. This is like a turning point podcast, because over the years we've done we've done many episodes where
we're not a town to yet.
We're not, you know, all the things.
Well,
you know?
And then like the last five, I was basically repeating myself. We're working on this. We're trying to do
exactly.
this. You know,
yeah.
And now that stuff, it's actually happening. It's, you know, so, and Adam, our city, I was trying to get him here today to do the podcast.
We'll get him in one day, hopefully.
We will. He's coming around.
Even if we have to travel to him to his office one day, if he'll do it.
But he, I think he's doing a great job. Building a town from the ground up is a lot of work, you know, and he puts in 100%. A ton of hours and social networking, you know, meeting people and going out and doing, you know, rubbing elbows with the people you got to rub with to get stuff done. And so I think he's doing a great job. We've hired a couple more full-time employees in the office just to kind of keep up with things.
Nice.
Carissa Dickerson, I don't know if you guys know her. She's basically administrative assistant. Type position there. She handles all the phone calls, that kind of thing. And then Julie Arietta, I think I said that right. She's a deputy treasurer, I believe that's right, or deputy clerk. And so she's kind of more of the same, but just handling a lot of the day-to-day, taking checks, making sure the right people are getting credited for paying the right taxes, all that good stuff.
Nice.
So it's becoming a real deal. You know, we got a police chief now. We're about to have the fire chief, so that'll be two more positions.
Be a working metropolis by then. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and then ODOT's planning, you know, they're getting ready to start their thing going through town. So it's all moving forward. I mean, it is what it is. I would love to be 5 years ahead of where we are now. But,
right.
you know, it is what it is.
So, 5 years from now, we will be.
Yep, we'll be there.
Or more.
And we've got two trustee positions coming up in February for vote. So, you know, we'll see what happens there, if there's a change as far as the board goes or if we hold steady.
Right.
I think we've got a good board right now that, you know, kind of all.
Who's up for re-election?
I believe it's Howard and Brenda's position are up. And because Brenda took Janet's spot, so yeah. she's basically falls in her election period, and they were on a 2-year term, but now it'll go to 4-year. But they do the first two 2 years so that you don't have all four coming up or all five coming up for one.
Yeah,
makes sense. Yeah,
I think with the fire and police, we're going to start seeing a lot more bigger investment groups coming in looking at stuff. I think that's been kind of a turn away for a lot of those. Is the fact that, you know, when you just look at us,
you got to protect your assets.
Yeah.
When you someone look comes at us in, that's what they're going to look at.
Right. And when you look at us on paper, you're like, oh, no police, no fire, no thank you. You know?
Yeah.
But I think that that'll definitely help us as far as bigger money coming in. We're really wanting to focus our energy on biking trails as far as a activity to bring people in. You
oh,
know?
That's nice. Yeah.
We've been in talks with different groups, you know, Red Bull. We're very serious about this, and we want to bring in like a sure enough event, you know, that we can have maybe
hardcore
one or two
or
a year,
yeah.
Build a course, and then that's have cool. Trails through town, around town, going out of town. We've been talking with the U.S. Forest Service. You know, they've got 100,000 acres right there around Hochtown that would tie in. We've started talking with the tribe to see kind of how they feel about it and, you know, where can they help us out in this aspect. So Western Arkansas is already doing
it. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They got Walmart money.
Yeah, that's true.
Bentonville, well, Hot Springs,
there's
Russellville.
There's a local doctor there in DeQueen who is big time on those trails, and he's actually organized days where groups of people go out and cut some of the trail that they've created up there by DeQueen Lake. So.
I got a guy
this
for
would be
you.
Perfect, yeah.
I got a local guy for you that is a biker that'll he could be that.
Well, we you know anything to get because I'd kind of seen or you know heard about what was going on in Western Arkansas, and I've got a buddy of mine, Ryan Choate, from down in Texarkana, and he rides mountain bikes, and he's always been like, man, why don't y'all do this? Why don't?
Yeah.
And then just got to looking at it more and more, and then we started talking to. Well, we've hired some different groups to help us build our comprehensive plan, you know, and there's different parts of that as far as branding, tourism, you know, and you start getting into those discussions.
Yep.
And one of those gentlemen was like, you know, you guys should focus on mountain biking, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a ton of reasons. It's a kind of a niche thing, but it's a huge demographic.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a demographic that tends to have money, and they tend to spend money.
Yeah, some of those bikes are $5,000 and $10,000 bikes.
I've got one that's north of $2,000.
Yeah,
you ride it?
Yeah, nice. I have to go all the way to Hot Springs.
But you do.
I mean, there's places closer. Paris has a few trails. Texarkana has a few trails. Mena is allegedly in the process of building a gondola up their mountain for biking.
Really interesting.
Sweet. Gondola.
Allegedly.
Well, they got Walmart money, like you said.
Walmart.
They've dumped like I heard they was like $20 million into it.
I bet they're more than that.
But you know, we don't have that kind of money. You know, where you at, Sonic?
Or who? Yeah, Loves. Hey, what's up,
Loves and Sonic? Come yeah. On.
But you know, we are
Griffins.
We want to have a kind of what we've kicked around is a central area which would have like a little kid track, maybe a skate park. A dirt bike track, a sure enough dirt bike track. And then from there would be trails that left.
Yeah.
And you could go out into the Forest Service, you could go into town, you know.
That's cool.
And so that's kind of the vision we've started, and we've hired, well, we've got the group SW. They're three letters. I'll get it wrong. But they're the engineering firm. Well, they're not really engineers. They're more of, they're helping us build our city plan. Our comprehensive plan, and so we've been talking with them, and they're looking at different towns that have been doing it, and they've been sending us their, you know, what they're doing, and so I think it's going to happen.
Nice.
You know, I think it's something that we're actually going to do, and also be able to put on events to feel the slow times in Hochtown. Like right now, a good event right now, bring people in, fill the cabins up, you know, just kind of fill those gaps between the lulls. But that's one project that we've been kicking around and working on. But yeah, big things. I mean,
I like this. It's a positive Hoach talk. I do feel like the past few have been more on the negative side, just because
a little
of flat. Yeah,
you know, because of Todd.
Thank you. I told you, Shiloh. I feed off you.
Yeah.
Your energy.
Yeah, that's true.
makes this show go. And when you're low energy, I'm sorry. I'm just don't have. I'm not built to just come up with my own energy.
Yeah, I know. It's
I need you.
The thing is you guys get heavy, and you know it's hard to carry.
That's true.
I understand.
I'm super excited about that. I think that is one thing that, you know, we've talked before. Hochtown's a little separated. You've got North Hochtown, the Central, and then a little bit of South Hochtown, and it's kind of separated by these longer stretches of highway. It's something that, if designed properly, you know, could cater to ATVs and biking and cut down on some of that heavy vehicle traffic, put in crosswalks, whatever, you know, alternate routes to get places. And then, you know, might help us on that highway thing. You know, you're always going to have enter and exit traffic, mm-hmm. you know, Friday and Sunday traffic. But then the traffic during the stay, if there is a safe way to bike from 259 down to the marina,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just a few miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that, I mean, how far do you think it is from Abendigo's to that T down there at,
it is, I think it's 3 miles.
3 miles? I mean, three miles.
That's easy on a bike.
Oh, my God.
And it's not too hilly.
Yeah, 3 miles is a easy bike ride.
It's just hilly enough to be fun, actually.
But the problem is, you know, the thing about it, it's got to be safe.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just ride down the shoulder of it right now, you know.
Right.
Wouldn't want to do that. But once you get in, you know, signage and space for the bikes and stuff, then it, you know, I think it'd be freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I think when you mentioned the ulterior roads that will be built ultimately off of the highway to get back and forth from areas that are just created naturally, I think those could also be utilized with golf carts and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And once those connect a longer portion of, you know, Soho to Middle Ho or whatever, then...
that I still believe the bypass is going to happen at some point. The loop around Hochtown, mm-hmm. I mean, I still believe that'll take place. Whether, you know, the 3-lane or the 5-lane happens, whichever, I still think that's going to be a necessity. I mean, people will see that as something that needs to happen. And so I think we, with the right planning, and, you know, we get everything in place and get the engineering done right and all that, you know, I think Hochtown in 5 years is going to be a mecca for trail riding.
Absolutely.
Outdoors. I mean, if it's not, we've dropped the ball. We didn't do something right. And so, you know, again, Dallas, still growing market. You know,
a lot of bike riders down there, bicycle riders down there.
And as long as we're 2.5-3 hours from there, you know, we're in a good spot.
Yep.
And so, and that, you know, and with the election, you know, I don't know that it was Trump the main reason, or it might have been just the fact the election happened and people were just waiting to know who was going to be there. But I do know that in the weeks after the election, business picked way up in Hochtown.
Well, and there was another 0.25% drop announced by the Fed. Mm-hmm. That helps too.
Oh, yeah. Any interest rate drop. And we're never going to get to the interest rates we were at. You know, I don't think we'll get below 5.5 probably. Maybe low fives, maybe. I think that's probably where we're going to bottom out.
You're probably right.
But, I mean, everything's kind of positive in Hochtown. You know, like I've said on here before, the honeymoon's over as far as us, the city council agreeing on everything that comes down the pipe.
You know,
we have some differences. Sometimes we have some pretty heated discussions. But for the most part, you know, everyone is, you know, we got Hochtown's interest and, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
As an objective observer, I like that you guys don't always agree. I like that there are differences of opinion up there because not everything's just getting pushed through. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that may not be the best for Hochtown or the area.
For the common, you know, somewhere in the middle, a good
absolutely.
Good, yeah, you need compromise. A little
compromise.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's necessary to achieve a good product. You know, who knows what happens in February? We may have 2 new council members. You know, but I mean, I would say right now, the council is pretty much in line with a vision. You know, now we may disagree on how to actually get to that point or how much money to spend on this or that.
Yeah.
You know. But But for the most part, we're all pretty in line as far as.
You said, when did you say the those two seats are up for re-election?
February.
February?
I believe it's actually April, but yeah, I think it'd be the end of February when they'll vote.
So, so that would be information once we know if there's anybody else that ran or if it's just going to be the same council members, we would know immediately once that day happens.
I assume we're going to have some new people run. You know, I just figured.
I got you. Okay. That's where I was headed with the question. Do you have any, is there any people out there saying, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to run?
No one's told me, but I just assume that, you know, everybody thinks they can do a better job.
I got you.
Everybody's,
got you.
If I was in there, I'd get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I always get the question, why don't y'all just do this? And I'm like, well, you can't just go do
anything.
You
just do it. You can't just.
Why don't they just start grading the road?
Yeah. Yeah. That was like the number one comment. Why don't y'all just fix it?
Just buy a grader. Grade the roads.
It ain't hard.
Yeah.
But
how did the engineering firm looking at taking over the private roads, how is that going? I know we've talked about you guys are going to start maintaining roads, you know, how is it looking as far as you guys adopting those private roads and being able to maintain them?
We've gotten some of the easements already handled and done. I mean, it's just so they're kind of they're going a kind of a triage. You know, there's this many STRs down this road. There's this many residents. You know, we'll do this. We'll fix this road first. That kind of thing. So right now they're going through the county road.
Mass effect first.
Yeah. And the county roads are done, so they're hitting those first. Let's go through these, them knocked out.
Which ones are those? Camp Ranch?
Camp Ranch, all those down Stevens Gap, all that area back in there, where all, like Choctaw Hills or whatever that area is called there. All those, Camp Ranch. What's the other county road? Stevens Road was one. That county Schott Road, another one. I mean, there were several.
Those were county roads.
Yeah, cool. And so we went in and actually took those over.
Can anything ever be done? Can anything ever be reached between the county and Hochtown to get a little attention to Crest Truck Stop Road?
If we annex it,
I mean, Lord have mercy. That's a pretty good main artery to some stuff that is out of city limits. To be fair,
yeah,
you know, but a lot
I mean, we've started talks on annexing. I mean, we haven't really nailed anything down, but we have had the discussions on which way we'd like to go. You know, what would, of course, benefit the town. So, you know, you want to go out and take in something that's going to provide tax revenue.
Absolutely.
You don't want to just go take a bunch of services.
Yeah.
But Crest Road would definitely be one that would be considered as far as if we were to annex. But right now's a good time to hit your county commissioner up. You know, we've taken over and took a lot of their load off. So they should have some funding. They should have some time.
Nice.
So, you know, Crest Road should get some attention.
It needs some love, man.
It does. I agree.
There's a lot of roads out there that need some love. And I'm sure being a county commissioner is not for the faint of heart. And I'll tell you another thing. I personally think the District 1's a little too big. It's a big old district. It's a lot of roads for one. You know, not to advocate that they, you know, but we should split it because they can't handle it or something. But, you know, just objectively looking at that big district.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, and there are a lot of roads need some love. You know, and that's one of them. And I can think of some roads in Holly Creek that need some love. You know, you go out to Bill's house.
I'd
beat your teeth out. You know?
I do want to give a little shout out to the city and Zeb, not necessarily for what they did as volunteer, Hochtown Volunteer Fire Department, which they did do a lot during the little snowstorm we had. But, you know, the town got out and we didn't get all the roads, but we got a bunch of the roads cleared in like a day.
Nice.
And I know a lot of people, if your road wasn't cleared, you know, we suck. But I will say that we had the fastest response, more roads were cleared quicker than they've ever been through one of these little snow and ice storms we've had in Hochtown.
Just private people coming out with skid steers? Or
I mean, as far as the county roads, we had the contractors that we already use.
Oh, yeah.
We, you know, we had them ready, and they went out and started on one crew started on the south end working north, and the other crew started on the north end working south.
Nice.
So, you know, they were trying to get everything graded that we could legally get graded at that point. And then, Keith Shear and his crews kind of took it upon themselves to go take care of a bunch of the private roads.
Nice.
And so, you know, we owe them a big you know, gratitude of to get out and get that done. And I like I said, I know that all the roads weren't taken care of, and so if you were on one of those roads, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
But as far as what's happened in the past, it was a much better response. Yeah. This
gotcha.
Time.
Gotcha. So, and we don't get a lot of snow like that a lot.
No, but we may get some more next week.
Yeah, it's supposed to get cold. I hope it doesn't. Please let it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get super cold. But I don't know if we'll get actually. That's only like a 30% chance of snow at this point, right?
Yeah, they keep dropping it.
Yeah, they do keep dropping it. Yeah.
And so I can handle cold.
The snow's beautiful for a day.
Exactly.
A day.
I love it. As long as it doesn't cut off services. Yeah. If it doesn't stick to the roads, I'm cool.
We had we got 12 inches right there, a little over 11 inches right there at the house.
That's so awesome.
It was it's probably more like six.
It was my 12 inches.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so in a nutshell, if things are happening, we're getting there. We're better off than we were in November.
Nice.
I
spoke with Diane at the post office the other day. I invited her on to have a hoax talk, chatted up. So she was like, oh, y'all still doing that? All right. So she said she'll make herself available.
Sweet. Be great to have her. Be great to have anyone involved.
Yeah, Chad, we've had him on in the Abednego's, with the Abednego's podcast. Maybe we can have him on in official capacity someday, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
and anybody else is obvious. If we'd love to have somebody that is in official capacity for sure.
I would like to get some of the doubters on here.
Yeah, anybody that has
the second guessers or people that question what's happening, because I feel like we could address their concerns in a way that would.
But I think in many cases, especially when it comes to like social media doubters and second guessers and haters or whatever, they don't want to sit here and talk to you and actually work out an agreement on what, you know, in situation. They just want to complain, you know,
right.
About, and I'm not saying that's about everybody. Some people complain to get something done about it.
Yeah.
But I think in a lot of cases when it comes to social media, there's just somebody just wants to be heard about how they're not happy about it.
Yeah, true.
So
they don't want to actually have a dialogue.
Yeah, they don't want to have a dialogue and sit down in here and discuss how things could be better in their opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people don't. Some people do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then I guess just to kind of touch on the other parts of Hoachtown as far as building, land sales, you know, it all pretty much stopped there for a while. There wasn't much of nothing happening and still not a lot happening. But since the election, you know, I've sold more land since the election than I did in the previous 2 years.
Dang.
So, I mean, not much.
So, a lot of movement.
Then, yeah, I mean, it ain't hard to sell more than zero.
But yes, that's right. I got
but, and building is picking up. You know, people are calling, looking, wanting. It's definitely a buyer's market. I mean, they've got me dancing like a circus monkey. I mean, I'm.
I got you.
Oh, look at this.
Whereas 2 years ago, it was completely opposite. Yeah,
take it or leave it.
Exactly.
I got somebody waiting.
Yeah.
And so now it's kind of payback. You know, I'm going to cabins and laying out fake beds so they can see if their furniture fits. You know, just stuff that I normally
wouldn't have to do. Yeah, right. I got you.
But things are moving. Things are looking up. And so there's hope.
Yeah, so we have lots of investors, especially from the North Texas area, that listen to this podcast. So if you're listening and you were worried, it's still a good time to invest.
Keep right. Investing. Well, prices are going up.
Exactly.
I mean, so it ain't getting any cheaper than what it is right now.
Exactly.
I mean, you missed your window. I was trying to sell lots for $50K a lot 2 months ago. Some of those lots I was trying to sell for $50, I've sold for over $100. In the last little bit.
So, right.
You know, moved a couple, decided to move prices up, moved a couple, went on up there, you know, get closer to that $100,000. What was so funny is I couldn't give the lots away at 50. Like, nobody was wanting land. If you were looking for that low window, you missed it. But it's still cheaper than it was before.
Gotcha.
We're moving we have some unrestricted land. That seems to be where the people are at right now. They don't want HOAs and they don't want covenants. So I've had some unrestricted land that I've been able to move. Now I'm selling it at like $50,000 an acre, but you know there's no power or water there,
right?
Which it's close, but it's not there. So there's a lot of I don't have all the cost of infrastructure, basically.
Exactly.
So that seemed, you know, that's kind of been a new thing. People coming in, and I think everybody's wanting to do a lot of the tiny cabins, which as far as a rental investment, man, I mean they're going to rent, and you can build one for $150K, probably, yeah. You know, and so you're in the whole investment for less than $300, whereas, you know, a lot of people were coming in and buying one bedrooms for $650, $700.
I've seen one go for $900.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. You can't rent it enough.
Yeah.
But so anyway, kudos to the people who stayed and stuck it out. You know, I think they're going to be rewarded down the road.
Right.
I hope we never, as good as the pandemic was to some people, and, you know, some people made some serious money, mm-hmm. it allowed for some things to happen that I hope never happen again, like all these builders from everywhere come flooding in, you know.
True.
And legit builders who just got overextended. And, you know, they're hiring subs that they don't normally hire, trying to do work, can't necessarily go back and check everything.
Right.
And I'm dealing with it now. I'm having to fix issues in some cabins that, you know, I didn't do the work, and I didn't even hire the people that did the work, but ultimately it was my responsibility. So I'm having to go back now and fix things.
Right.
I have to eat a lot of crow, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, people are talking to me like I actually did it, you know, and I just want to go, dude, I didn't do it. But, you know, like I said, ultimately the responsibility fell on me, so I have to take care of it. But, you know, you want to throw people under the bus. About the third phone call you get where they're saying, you.
Can't believe you did this.
Yeah, you know, but I figured out it's better just to say, hey, we'll fix it. It's definitely been a wild experience the last 2 years. I mean, we can get into that on a podcast. It could be its own podcast, what has happened the last 2 years. I mean, went from just cash just
right
flowing.
Absolutely. Everybody, you know, was seeing it.
To just stop. It just stopped. We weren't lifestyles of the rich and famous in it, but we were, you know, we were living good.
Right.
You know, we were going bowling when we wanted to go bowling. We weren't worrying about the restaurant bill. You know, spring break, we were going to the beach, and, you know, we were living good. And then, you know, the silver lining is my kids got a dose of reality.
Gotcha.
Then, you know, they had to learn what it was like to not be able to just get it, you know. And, you know, where are we going spring break? And I was like, maybe Honubby.
Maybe, exactly.
So they handled it well. Kudos to my kids. They handled the adjustment well.
That builds character.
It does. It was good for them.
Yeah.
And it showed me I had good kids, too, because, you know, they kind of threw a little fit here and there about some things. But in the end, they understood.
Yeah.
They knew. And they know they've got it pretty good, too.
Good.
We would just be sitting there having discussions, me and Lacey, about, you know, man, we feel so bad because we can't do this for the kids. And then I'd be like, wait a minute. I didn't go on a vacation until I was 18 years old.
Right.
Like, we never took a vacation.
That's funny.
You know, so when you put it in perspective of what, you know, how you used to live versus now, they still have it made.
Exactly.
But compared to how things were 3 years ago, they had to do some change and some growing up. It was definitely an experience. So now things are kind of calming down. I can sleep at night, you know. And I do think the average nightly rate is going to kick back up because cabin building is basically stopped. And that's where you lose that average nightly rate, is you've got so much inventory. People can wait last minute to book,
right,
that kind of thing. Inventory is slowed way down. So, and the people coming in has gone up considerably. So I think you're going to get that demand again, where our average nightly rate will creep back up and, you know, be at a good place. Airbnb and VRBO, their business model kills our nightly rate. They tack fees on the back end.
Right.
And so when they do that, to get what the customer is paying to a reasonable number, you have to lower your rates. So their business model is set up to drive us down. They get all their money on the back end with fees. So it doesn't,
yeah,
you know,
they get in a period.
It benefits them for us to just rent.
Yeah.
Even if we're not making money. And so, you know, there's some things with VRBO and Airbnb that I wish legislators would look at and kind of, you know, hold them accountable for some things that they do that puts management companies and owners in a bind. You know, if you're just a single person or a single cabin owner, Airbnb, VRBO, I mean, that's really the only way to rent it.
I gotcha.
But, or unless you go with a management company. But like management companies, I would love it if we could just ban them. Yeah. VRBO, Airbnb, just ban them.
Get together and say, we're not going to use them.
Because, you know, management companies in Hochtown were doing it a long time before VRBO and Airbnb were even
right.
a thing.
Exactly.
I mean, people would go to our website, book, and a lot of people were like, oh, you can't do that. You can't ban them. You'll lose. Well, people aren't going to Airbnb and going, where should I go on vacation?
Exactly.
They're going to Airbnb and typing in Hochtown.
Which they probably didn't even do. They probably typed in Hochtown on Google,
and then
Airbnb exactly. paid $1 million to make sure they're the number one spot.
Exactly. And then they click on that. Their tax collection is a joke. They don't collect for municipalities. If you're going to be the agent of record, I think you should be legally bound to collect all the money, not just what you want to collect. Because right now, they don't collect municipal taxes, and they just put it on the owner. So now it's on the owner to try to figure that into his rate, then pull it out, then send it. I'm hoping some legislators pick this up. And if you're going to be the agent of record, if you're going to collect the money, you have to collect it all, and you have to pay the taxes that come with it. Because right now, they're just doing the easy work and then passing the buck off to the owner.
Right.
And so we've been discussing it with some people, and I hope, you know, get up to the Capitol and maybe we can.
What wasn't a few years ago that Amazon and eBay and stuff like that online shopping had to start paying state taxes?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, similar yet different. It's different, but I could see how that would be same with the legislation part of it.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like use tax even. Like we've applied and got denied for a zip code.
Why?
I think it was kind of a generic decline letter. I think that's one of those things where everything that comes down the pipe is declined, unless someone higher up says, hey, you need to make sure this one gets through.
Okay.
And I think we might have been a little late to the game trying to get the right person to say, make sure this one happens. So we're not giving up. We're going to go back and do it again. But man, the fact that we can't get our zip code, the use tax alone is costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, like Amazon packages coming in. And right now, Broken Bow gets
most of that or all of it. Yeah, yeah.
You should be getting all of it.
Right.
747-28. I mean, and just things like that as far as getting some legislation put in place to make sure the taxes are – the people collecting the money are paying.
Person, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, you know, clean that up. I think that will help us a lot. More commercial businesses in Hochtown will help. I mean, the cabins are filling up. I mean, their people are there. You know, we had our best at the Speakeasy, the distillery gift shop. They had their best week ever this last fall break. Not best week for fall break, but best week ever.
Wow.
So, you know, that lets you know that the people are still pouring in.
Well, I mean, downtown Broken Bow, that's where we're podcasting today. And that's where the radio station is that I sit at here 10, 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday. There's nothing like it. In 2008 to 2012, when I worked here, to today, it is night and day. There was 1,000% more. There is 1,000% more people walking the streets of downtown Broken Bow today than there was in 2008.
Oh, I believe
I would say 1,000% more.
Oh yeah,
if that's a possibility.
I completely underestimated how busy downtown Broken Bow was until I started working on your front out here.
Yeah,
and I would just be like, man, there's so many people here, you know. And Broken Bow's done a really good job dressing up downtown, letting people come in and get these buildings, all these new businesses. Camp Diem.
Oh man, that's
The new Italian place.
Campe Diem, is that what it's called?
Campe Diem. Diem?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. A friend of mine, Morgan, runs it. I went to school with her at OSU.
Oh, she's awesome.
And then, then Roma's was open there. And then you got Rogue Local across the street. And then they redid all the buildings there across from the fire department. I mean, they're doing a lot in there.
You got the sitting area, the parking in the back.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot.
They've really done a lot to try to capitalize on what's happening. And I've seen it when I was working out front here. And I'd just be like, man, look at all the people.
They had the ice skating rink during Christmas.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Did you ice skate?
No, I did not. I will break a limb if I ice skate.
Yeah, I got no desire to be on that. None.
All right. So, again, lots of great things going on in the Hochtown area right now. I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, the sky's the limit. Future's bright. Things are moving. Hochtown is still the
place
the
to be.
Place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whether you're investing or visiting, it's the place to be, my friends.
It is.
Come on down. All right, that's another Hocha Talk for Shiloh and Todd. I'm Jay Lindley. Peace.
Thank you, guys.